this meeting or set of meetings was diplomatically very important for both countries, in part because China is now, in many respects, Algeria's lead international partner. And China has always seen for many decades Algeria as its lead partner in Africa and the Arab world, going back to immediately after Algerian independence. And the way in which Algeria led the global non-aligned movement and China transformed that into its role in global South-South cooperation. So, for example, if you go to New York, the Chinese and the Algerians work very closely on a wide range of issues that's reflected in a lot of the rhetoric. Now, what this is masking a little bit is China's been de-investing from Algeria. I looked into this in my own research and found that China had quietly cut its investments in Algeria by about half. And so increasingly, it seems like Algeria for China is more of a strategic partner than an investment location. And Algeria's noticed. And so part of what Tebboune wants to accomplish is to reverse that and get the Chinese investment back up. So there's a lot of sort of, let's say, indications here about global diplomacy and global norms that's baked into this Algerian-Chinese conversation. Each asserted their rights along these lines. You know, China congratulated Algeria for supporting its positions in Xinjiang and Taiwan, and both Algeria and China deflect a lot of human rights criticism about what happens interiorly by talking about their sovereign rights to do whatever they want within their borders. But amidst all this, China's been and Algeria have been changing a lot of their international relationships. As I said, China's been de-investing, and it's been shifting its investments in Africa towards lower risk, higher performing investments. So it decreased in Algeria, decreased in Kenya, decreased in Angola, decreased in a range of countries. Chinese investment in Africa dropped 55% last year to $7.5 billion. So even though it's still the number one investor in Africa, investor in Africa by half less. So if you look at Xi's language during the visit, while Tebboune was talking about increased investment, Xi was talking about steady, sustained investment. And that is probably at 2023 levels, not 2021 levels.
President Tebboune said that China is the most important friend and partner of Algeria. He expressed readiness for Algeria to take an active part in the Belt and Road cooperation and deepen the Algeria-China comprehensive strategic partnership, which will give a boost to economic and social development in Algeria. What's your take on that?
Because of the weakening of Russia, Russia is not doing as much in Algeria anymore, which makes the Chinese relationship with the Algerians even more important. And then, of course, that's that whole historic and geostrategic relationship. But bottom line, Tebboune is looking for more investment and a shifting of Chinese investment to new areas. Now, the Chinese have had difficulty working in Algeria, particularly with Algeria's private sector or parastatal sector, where there have been a lot of corruption problems and non-performance and prickly relationships. There were, like in several other African countries, scandals involving Huawei and corruption. And then China was doing a lot of vanity projects, like the largest mosque in Africa and a huge cultural center and medical facilities, which is not really performing investments with a return. The big highway investment for China didn't go well in Algeria. So where there's been some success is Chinese small businesses operating in Algeria. And I suspect that the shift reflected by the current, you know, rejiggering of the relationship is going to be new areas, particularly high tech areas where Chinese has technology the Algerians need. But the real problem here is that Algeria is not a good place for foreign investment. It still has pretty restrictive foreign ownership rules, repatriation of profits rules, and it has prickly relationships with Europe, particularly France and Spain. It's traditionally sort of European partners that make it very hard for the Europeans to invest. So they're hoping they can sort of push China to invest more, even if China would prefer that Algeria actually have a more open economy that had greater growth rate rather than this somewhat closed economy it has now.